Wednesday, Shabbos or Sunday? First day of
Jewish.
Shabbos or second day of Shabbos?
Chinese.
Yeah, I don't know why I was almost sure it's the second day. I could be wrong. I remember it every year. No, it's Shabbos Sunday.
What?
Oh, yeah? Does anyone not like yeah? I mean, within 3 days, not bad. Anyway. Shabbos, Friday, Shabbos. Not such Shabbos. Second day, whatever. Means Aleph.
Crazy.
Tree.
Got cold? You just like the way it sounds, the blown nose?
Leave the guy alone. Blowing his nose.
Just making conversation.
Rubbed off from Avi.
Which shul's in our first? This one or Avram?
This shul's the first shul in the neighborhood. Well, not really the first shul.
I wasn't here, I couldn't tell you.
This is a break off from the first shul.
But the other shul is a break off of the other shul.
Right.
Is this a break off from their shul?
No.
It's not.
Basically, a guy Shore started in Dobie Pecker's basement, the first shul in Raintree. And then Pereira. Built this house and moved in. We all moved over there.
Used to walk to Pereira from
and
your
then
house.
Pereira fell apart after like 2-3 years. And we decided to open the Minyan in Boomy's basement. From Boomy's basement, went to Fuhrer's backyard. The Alvarado Elam, there wasn't much of an Elam then. They were in no man's land basically. There was no, they didn't really have a crowd, they never robbed, they didn't have anything. We didn't have either, but I'm saying they didn't have nothing. So they, a few weeks later, they opened up in Reuven Braun's basement, which was in Friedman's house on Kaplan Road East, next to Morty Burger, like stucco house. And then from there went to Joe Blumenthal's house for a long time in his basement. And then after that, they bought Alvarado Shul. It was like a house, they bought it. And it's... That's how it went. And Ashkenaz, Morgan's minion, was a break off from here. Feldman, this guy Feldman used to daven here. He came, he decided he's making a yeshiva light minion. Oh, welcome.
Good morning.
And
to you too.
And from there, there's a break off to the break off. That's how it all happened.
Upstairs and downstairs? Ashkenaz is upstairs? How come Ashkenaz is always downstairs?
It's because Svar is always a second class citizen in the Yeshivish developments. I mean, they bad some holder shouldn't be a Svar minion. Grounded a few Svar people, we really don't want them dominating with us because they mess up the minion. So we give them the upstairs shul like Aga Vorcha. But don't forget, you're under our
The restriction.
The restriction, and if you make any moves a little off to the right or to the left, we're going to put you right back down the stairs in solitary confinement.
How do you say it the same wrong that he does?
Why not? You guys want to talk about
the same wrong.
You went to the same school.
You went to the same school, so the same wrong. Really? Hello? I could only imagine. I would love to read a few of your emails. I could fix every. You probably don't dot one I or cross one T.
The beauty of email is that it fixes itself.
The biggest problem is the guys that start off good morning, good afternoon. What's that to do with email?
That's Mitch. Then comes.
What's that
to
do with it?
How do you start emails? Get this stuff out of my warehouse.
Get to the point.
Start with the four letter word. Let's get that out of the way.
All right. Amar Abami. We're up to Kufcha Vav Amar Beis on the bottom. Today she is sponsored for Omer Mekasim Ben Arna Esther. Seems like there's some kind of deal on the table. Maybe we could be Mechazik and the deal will go through and get these troubled people out. It wasn't yesterday either, right? You going to a show?
I'm not.
Is he going?
Oh, he's in Manhattan, right. Maybe he went back.
To where?
He has a show.
I have a show in AC, but I didn't go.
Your father goes every
day. My father's there.
He's there?
Yeah.
Is he having fun?
I forgot about that.
Let me hear it,
right? Your mother also.
My mother also.
Yeah. Here's the question. Your father brings like 15 suitcases to Israel when he goes.
father has been in Israel 40 years.
He's not going to back to Shannon.
What's Dr. Shanik?
Tonight.
What's he doing?
It's there.
It's there in AC?
No, it's here.
What's Dr. Shanik's thing?
Okay,
so what's the problem?
The rich and famous. An event for the rich and famous.
No, it's
not. No?
And the people that like the, and the people that like food and schnapps. And the people that like food and schnapps.
Got it.
They do amazing things. That was the amazing organization.
That's not an indictment on the organization.
I'm just saying, I have no idea what this event is. I wasn't invited.
He's saying that it's for the rich and famous.
No. I wasn't invited. I have no idea.
You mean to say that.
Right. There he is.
I'm saying a lot.
I'm doing you on the way to Manhattan already.
People I know that
you going? To Manhattan?
It's
dangerous area.
Manhattan's
dangerous. It is.
You get a ticket just for being who you are.
Yeah.
If a guy beats you up and you beat him up, you go to jail. You have Fifth Amendment. Yeah, you don't know anything about the amendments. It's a.
It's tough enough to hurt.
Your kids understand us because they went to like schools.
Which there's chicks.
Anyway, let's go. We have a lot going on over here. Who's bar mitzvah?
Huh?
Who's bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah is like a kiddush. You go in and out. In and out.
My wife wants to go for Shabbos too.
Excuse me.
Oh, Cooper's tonight.
No, in and out.
Your bar mitzvah Sunday night?
What?
It's your first bar mitzvah. We're going to give you a little credit. Huh? By the time you make the twins on mitzvah, it'd be a kiddush.
Who's the caterer?
As a college, no.
Unique.
I was
going to leave.
No. Quickly, we gotta go. Who's the designer? You have a designer on top of the caterer? What do you need it for? Okay, this is the first bar mitzvah. Okay, next bar mitzvah, call me. I saved $20,000 as bar mitzvah.
It's free mitzvah.
I knocked $20,000 off the
bill.
No, the last bar mitzvah, I knocked $20,000 off the bill. $20,000. I took out the steak.
Wait a second. Okay, so you're an idiot. I'm not doing steak.
I took out everything.
What kind of moron does
stay? I had rock bottom.
What different moron does stay?
And everybody enjoyed it just as much.
More.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who stays by bar mitzvah? Nobody stays anymore by bar mitzvah. Done. It's over.
That's a problem.
You're right.
You should have followed.
Not right.
My first three bar mitzvahs were packed, but not the last one. I mean, I had a lot of people, but no shaykhs.
Didn't stay.
I'm saying Moshe's bar mitzvah, Avraham's bar mitzvah, packed.
Maybe just not as popular as you think
of. I'm a populist in a metropolis. Let's go. You ready? Every word that I know goes into the pshetel. By Avraham and Moshe, I was at the... Those were the days when you introduced everybody and you made a shtick of Torah like Morgan did last 2 nights ago. Now it's like, my son's principal said, you want me to speak? No. Oh, I spoke by the other mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm changing it around. He's like, I said, if you want, literally 2 minutes. I'm saying, I'm not, no big things. I'm not interested. He's like, okay, fine. I'll see. He didn't come to the bar mitzvah. I guess, really, I really did him in. Nobody spoke. It was two speeches and it made a quick thing. Goodbye. Nobody's interested in hearing your speeches anyway. Okay, let's go. By Moshe. Hashimi, yeah, I'm sure I get it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts. I spent a lot of money back in the day. It's over now.
He wasn't so nuts then.
It's over. Let's go. I'm on Rami.
You only have one more.
For now.
Oh, no.
I'm Rav Ami. Tum Tum. I promised my neighbor that we're going to have a lot of kids around so he doesn't have to move.
Mr. Barber?
No, Mr. Greenspan.
I know what you said.
He's complaining that.
Mr. Barber gonna
there's no kids, what? He's too young?
No, he said, this is old guy. You have no more kids. I'll work on it. I'll deal with that. You stay here. We'll figure it out. I'm Rav Ami. Let's go. We got a lot to learn. Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zachar. So you have a tumtum. Oh, it's late. Tumtum is a guy that was born. This is a today's guy. You don't tell me what I am. Is born and he doesn't know what he is, but as every other American. But over here we're talking about that is a serious problem. He was covered over. The zachris is covered over, so you can't see what he is when he's born. So you got
to
do a surgery. But shenikra v'nimtza zachar. Afterwards, you find out that he's a zachar. So lamafreya, he's a zachar. Lamaisi is a zacher. He is a zacher. He's a regular. He's gonna have a regular bar mitzvah. He could wear a beeper. He's gonna wear a zacher. He's a zacher. But ain't a neutral pishnayim. He doesn't get pishnayim. Why? Damakra vaya bein habachor lasniya achi eben mishasavai. The halacha, you have to be a guaranteed zacher when you're born, and he was not. At the end, they ripped him open and they saw that he was lamaisa zacher. Doesn't matter. Doesn't it work? It's not in his golem milsa mafreya. It's not the way it works. It's a pasuk. It's a gzeres hakasuv. This is how it is. You don't like it? Too bad. You don't get pishnayim. That's one disadvantage. The halach is a ben sarim mara. If he's zel b'soife, he eats meat and a certain amount of meat and a certain amount of what was that measurement of the wine of the meat? That was Rabbi Yosh's measurement. A certain measurement of meat he has to eat. Forgot. Anyway, a certain measurement of meat and wine, and it has to be a certain time of his when he's 12 years old. He has to steal it. So he's a ben sarim mara. Over here, because he's not a ben when he's born, not a guaranteed ben, he doesn't get punished. Ben sarim mara, actually ben mishasavai. Another one. Amem Aramara. Af ein mayit chelik b'chayro. He also doesn't. What happens is because he's not a guaranteed ben when he's born, he doesn't take away from the b'chayro. And the Rishbam goes through a length explaining that what he means over here is basically there's three kids. There's a regular son, a b'char, and then you got the tumtum, the guy ein yodea mahu. So he doesn't know what he is. This tumtum. He gets a chelik in the father's Yerusha, in the estate, but he doesn't ruin the Bechor's chelik, which means, for the time being, you look at the estate, there's nine portions of the estate, there's $900. So the Bechor, you take the $900, the Bechor gets Pishnayim of the $900, which is $300, because there's this 900. They 300 he gets right away because of Bachar, and then the other 600 is split. Now the other 600 is split between the three brothers because he is Yairish. A Tumtum is a Yairish, but if you say a Tumtum takes out of the Bachar, then the Bachar would only get 450. Right now he gets 300 because of Bachar. Then you take the 600, you split it, so each one gets 200. So the Bachar gets 300 plus 200 is 500. Each one of the other kids get 200. If you say that the Tumtum is considered a Ben, then he knocks off from the Bechor another $50. The Bechor would only get $450. Look at the Rashbam, goes to the Cheshbon, but we say, no, he's Einim Amai to Bechor, which means that you don't look at him as a kid till after you split the Bechor, till after the guy gets his Pishnayim. Then you take him into account as a Yerush. It's not Lachal. Another kid thing is, Rav Shizvi Amar Afein and Nimel Shemayna. The Lachal is that a kid, Mila is Deuch HaShabbos, right? We had it last week in Shul. Erlich's kid, Shmuel Zanvil. So Shmuel Zanvil was bristles on Shabbos. Last Shabbos. That was Yom Kippur.
He's a singer, right?
I don't know. He's got Trump's hair, except he didn't put it to the side. Anyway. Yeah, a lot in there.
Deep down.
Yeah.
Actually,
want to
give him your remaining pills?
Your remaining pills. Guy's crazy. Last time I made a phone call, I call a guy. He says, oh, you got that cough. The only thing that works is vitamins. I'm giving my sister's number. She sells vitamins. I never believed in it until I had this cough. And I'm telling you, it's miracle grow. I said, okay, send me her number.
Oh my God, why would you do that?
I didn't call her, though. Are you crazy?
Must be a divorce lady. You never say send me the number.
I said send me the number. I'd be nice to the guy on the phone. I'm trying to get a job from him.
And then you do nothing with it.
Yeah.
What do I have to send me a number?
Give her my number. Never give her my number. Give me her number.
He asked me, you want me to tell her to call you? No, send me the number. I can't deal with it right now. If Shizvi Amar, I'm sure he has a lot of business down there by the show. Every guy that's heavy, he calls over. Lost another roof.
That guy one, he goes over to me. He's like, you see this bagel? You see that cheese? That's not cheese. And this is not a regular bagel.
Well, it don't look like a regular bagel. Looks like, yeah. Okay, if Shizvi Amar, Av Ein Nimel Shmein. Those bagels are good, they're Rayo. You ready? You don't do a bris milah on Shabbos. Damakro, Ishkisazri, Yod Zocher. Oh, yeah, Mashmini, Yimil, Ad She Zocher, Bishas later. It has to be Shas later. These all Xeris are Kosovs. Roshari Yama, Af Ein Imitime later. The Aloch is like this. The Aloch is in the Torah, Meikar Adin, somebody has a baby boy. So you have 7 days of Tumah, 33 days to Hira, and then it goes back to Tumah. By Zachar, by Nekeva, it's 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of Tahira, and then it starts. So we say over here, because we don't know what this kid is, so Rav Asharama, Afa Inim Tumay later. It's not Tumay later. Damakar, Ishik Ziyav, Yol Zachar, Tumah Shivas Yom, Achei Zachar, Mishas later. Now the Gemara is going to ask on this halacha, you're saying there's no Tumah later, I'll show you there is. Somebody who has a miscarriage, a tumtum androgynous. Tumtum is someone who, like we said, he doesn't know what he is. Androgynous is a guy who has both on him. It's real mixed up. I don't know how you call it in English. Teshu
Lazachar. Not a guy who has both. Someone who has both.
Well, you're already calling names. Teshu Lazachar and Akeva. So what happens is the mother has to. You ready? Teisha Zachar Lekeva. You ready? So Tiyufta, the Asharia. Tiyufta, because we said that you don't have Tumas later. Now, you see, you punk fakir, you do. And Lamet have Tiyufta, the Shizvi. Also, Shizvi, who says that you don't For Milo. Rishisbi says, has to be Zakum Shas Leda. And who Adin Lagabi Tumas Leda, he learns it like that. But Lamais over here, you see Fakarita, you see, you do follow, even though it's a Suffolk. So Gemara says, Tana Svukim Misakale. No, that this Tana Nida, Misak Nida, has a Suffolk. Velachumra. He goes Lachumra. What he does is, he says, You tell me like an akeva 14 days, and you're only tahor like a zacha 33 days. So it means that day 40, you become tamei again. So he goes l'chumra on all ends. So Gemara says, Yachi, teishlo zacha and akeva nida. If you want to be machmer, you should machmer across the board. Zacha and akeva and nida, which means maybe the dam that you see is a dam nida. So Gemara says, Mibayle, kasha, it's a good kasha. Now the Rishbam says that this Lashon Kasha, which we find is all over, just over here, he brings it down, it's not Tiyufta. Because you could answer this. You could say the Erechanami, that's what you should add that into the words in the Gemara, neither. So he says it's not a refutal, it's just a Kasha. Amarava. Tanik was the Rami. We'll bring a Raya to Rav Ami. Rav Ami is the one that said, Right, the tumtum doesn't take double. So Gemara says ben veloy tumtum. A ben, it has to be a son, not a tumtum. Bechor veloy safik. So now the Gemara goes through what are we coming to exclude? Bishlam ben veloy tumtum could there me that he won't take pishnaim. El bechor veloy safik lafuk emai. Who's a safik over here? Gemara says lafuke midarish rava. There's a rava. Was darshan bis medrash, and he said like this: the darsh rav a shtei nashim sheyodu bezachar b'michba. You had a tunnel. You have two women. They gave birth to one person. One guy had two wives, like Amnon Yitzchak kind of matzav. So he has two wives, and they both gave birth. And you don't know who was born first. So it's rachis oinoi of him, and you don't know which was the bechor. So now the guy dies, and both kids are fighting. They're in court. The halacha is koisven hashah zelze. What they do is they make a hashah means that they make each other power of attorney on each other's property, on each other's estate. So nobody could come and say, "Oh, you're not the bakar." Well, I have power of attorney on him anyway. So if he's the bakar, I have his, and vice versa. They split it. At least you get the money, right? From the other brothers. A lot of money involved. I'm like a papa Rava, so a papa tells Rava. Yeah, if it's only these two, it's no Shiloh.
The real question is what happens if to the next generation.
There's no next generation. There's five brothers fighting
these
here.
These guys are going
to
have kids.
The kids don't go into the ballpark. They don't Yashin and grandfather.
These guys die.
No, once they said they settle it before they die.
They never settle it.
Yeah, Hashem means they settle it.
How?
Because there's five brothers over here. So three brothers tell. It's on. The question is two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yosef say, "You guys are not the bechor. We're not getting an extra portion." So they make our shah and mail the other three. And then the other three brothers have to get the extra portion.
One of those brothers die. Who gets that extra portion? His kids.
No, they settled it already. What do you mean they split it?
The question was how to get out of.
How to get out of the other three brothers?
That other brothers, they split it.
Yeah, they have a deal with each other. The two.
They make their own deal.
They make their own deal. That's their problem.
It's out of inheritance. It's not an inheritance deal.
So Gemara says, I'm going to pop the Rava, he's going to ask a question. This is not true. You're saying that you're allowed to make our shah, Zelza. It's not true. Because Bechaira, what the Gemara is going to say, I'm just going to tell you outside what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is that Bechaira is a Gzeris HaKasav. And in order to get a portion of Bechar, you have to be a Bechar. If you have a Suffolk, if you're a Bechar, you never became Bechar. It's just like a Tumtum. A Tumtum is a Zachar, right? You rip open his thing. He has a surgery, and he's a Zohar. It's the glory of Muslim Afreh that he was a Zohar. But still the Torah says that Mishas Leda is you have to know that you're a Zohar. It doesn't help me that 2 years later he did a surgery, and you know he's a Zohar. You don't revert backwards. Same thing by Bechor. The Torah's halacha is that a guy who was born a Bechor, he gets Pishnaim.
One of them for sure was born a Bechor.
It's a Suffolk, you don't know who.
We don't know.
Nobody knows.
But it's not.
No, so it's also known who's a Zachar.
Not a son, I'm sorry, it happened.
And it happened that he's a Zachar, he's ripped open, you know he's a Zachar. Still, he's not a zocher. Why? He's there the whole time, right? Because Mishas Lady didn't know. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. So why are you writing our shas? That's the most kash. I'm like Rava. Vashalach Rava and the Dava Zesha out the rabbis. I asked all the rabbis. V'leim l'davar Baram kach amu mishum yanai hukru l'besoifins arvu kaisam hashah zolzeh. Lo yukru ain't kaisam hashah zolzeh. Means, when do we say that you write our shah? If there was two brothers, two wives, they both had babies in the hiding. We knew who the Bukhar was, and then the kids got mixed up. Now we don't know. So over there, Mishas later, it was known who the Bukhar was. He got the he became the Bukhar. He got the portion. Now we don't know. So over there, you can write out Harsha because it's mixed up. But to never know who the Bukhar is, and you're just writing it because somebody's got to be the Bukhar because they were born, right? That doesn't help. Same like Tumtum. So Gemara says, Hada Arki Rava, he's right, he was Chayz of a Darash. Dvarim Shem Atlechem, Toys Hem Yadam. Beram, Kach Am Mishum Yanai, Hukru B'Sayf Nisar, V'Koyz Yom HaShah, Zalzeh. Hukru, Ein Koyz, Loi Hukru, Ein Koyz HaShah, Zalzeh, like we're saying. So he was Chayz, very good. Zot Gemara Vayter, Shokh Lemene Akra De Agma. These are the guys living on the edge. L'Shmul, Yamadena Rabbeinu, Hayu Mokhzakim Zeshu Bechar. We know that a guy's a Bechar. Means, you know, you can see the way a guy walks around the Bechar. He knows he's getting the whole Fan Megan. The father says, he's not the Bechar, by the way. I know he's walking around like that. He's driving all the cars and everything, but I'm telling you, the kid who's learning is the Bechar. So, Mao, Shalchlu, Kosvin Ashah, Zelazat. You write Ashah, Zelazat.
Who said yesterday that's not enough? He has to say he's my firstborn.
He has to say what? He's saying that. That's not the question. The question is that there's a muhsuk and there's not a muhsuk. That's not the question.
He's just changing the look on the world.
So Gemara says, I don't understand. Manav shach. Ikra bonus v'yalei, lishlok rabbonon. Ikra bonus v'yalei, lishlok rabbiudo. What's we'll see in a minute. So Gemara says, no, he has a suffix. Mustafik, rabbiudo, ikra rabbonon. That's why he said this, right out of Shah. What's this rabbiudo rabbonon? Who's rabbiudo rabbonon? Mahi, the Tanya. Yakirenu l'acherim. Yakir no lacherim means it has to be known to other people. Mikan am Rabbi Yehuda neman adam loymer zebeni bechar. Rabbi Yehuda says from the pasuk Yakir, you're neman to say this is my son. So if your neman says my son, then it doesn't matter who's a muchzik, because if the father comes along and says this is my son, he's the son. Viki shem neman adam loymer zebeni bechar. Just like a guy is neman to say this is my son, kach neman adam loymer zebeni gushav chulutzah means you have full the restriction over your son to say what he is, his status. The chamarim, no, ain't a neman. You're not neman. I'm the nachman yitzchak rava. So mishlo remember Yehuda, hanuk sev yakir. That that's what yakir means. The father has the power to say this is my bechor, this is my son. El rabbanon yakir lamli. What's yakir come tell you? So Gemara says b'tzarach hakera. When he needs to be known, the father has a right to know him. So Gemara says for what purpose? Lamai hilchasa. So Gemara says, "Lemisle pishnaim," to give a kid pishnaim. That's what you need Yaakov for. Lo yehi el achar, either boy lemisle matana mila yovle. You have a migu. He says that can't be what the pasuk's telling you. Pasuk's telling you the father has a right to give the kid pishnaim. Of course he has a right. He has a migu because the father could give it away mechaim. So if a guy has a son, he could gift the kid mechaim double the estate today. So because he could do that, he has a migu that he could believe me that this is my bechor, and I want to give him pishnayim because I could give it to him today. So that's not what you need a pasuk for. So Gemara says no, you need a pasuk in that situation. So there's no migu because the nechasim not here yet. You have this guy has money coming in from a Swiss account, but it's not here yet. It didn't hit. So over there, there's no migu. Can't say I can give it to you today because you can't because you don't have the money. So in that case, the father's neman to say that this is my son. When the money comes in, this is my son. So Gemara says, that even something that's loybal oilam, you're allowed to give over to someone. So over there, you also have a migu. Then you don't need a pasuk of yakir because you're right to have a migu. So Gemara says, loilam yakir lamli. We're talking about papa's on a deathbed. On a deathbed, you can't say anything. You can't say anything. You can't talk. So because you can't talk, you don't have a migu. The whole migu is that you could give it matana. You can't. At that point, you're a geisus. and he got property right then. No, he got property before already, but the problem is he has no migu. So without the Pasuk Yaka, you wouldn't know that he's believed to say, this is my son who's a Bechor. The Rabbanan's using the Pasuk Yaka that the father has a right to say, this is my son, he gets Pishnayim. Right then and there. I guess he's saying something.
No, that's why it's a problem.
No, that's what he's saying.
Because this is a problem. He can't do it. That's how he's setting out to Goises. He's not able to. And that's the more good.
No,
Gaza
is
Pasuk.
No, so that's what I'm saying. He can't make a kinyan. He's a ghost. He can't make a kinyan, but he could direct him. He's saying something, right? Can't make a kinyan. A ghost can't make a kinyan. But he could say, this is my son, Bechor. He calls him, hey, Bechor. And that's it. That's enough. That's enough for him to get Pishnayim. Even though he can't do any maisa. So what's the reason? What's Yaka telling you then?
That if he gets property when he's a ghost,
right?
He can't get over because he has no, he's a ghost.
He can't give it over. He can't do a kinyan.
You
have no migu.
So if he said before that this is my
Bechor,
and then he gets property while he's a ghost.
But see, he doesn't have a migu, so it's enough.
It's still from what he said before works.
I mean, it's enough that he said he's a Bechor, that's all. That's what Yaakov is telling you. The fact that he said he's a Bechor, he gets it, even though there's no kinyan.
Because
he said he's a Bechor, because of Yaakov.
Because he can't give.
He has no migu. The whole verb was, the whole kasha was, you always have a migu. You're saying, you know, we have a situation where you don't have a migu because he can't speak, he can't do anything. A ghost means the mamash can't talk. Mamash can't. He's done. His last breath. Last breath. No, Rashbam says a ghost is ein yachal adaber. No, ein yachal adaber. Ve'ein be'koyach liten. Because of that. Because ein koyach adaber. Otherwise, you could just gift it to him. He's a ghost now. Where is he holding? Right, ghost means he's holding on one hair.
He's already ready in halfway in Shemana.
But you worried that if he gets mad at you.
He can't hear you now, so.
Thanks,
I don't know if he's a ghost. Okay, anyway. There's big bucks there? Turn around about him.
What do you want?
No, he wants to fall out of
the tree. No, there's a will.
They took everything.
Very, very.
Is that, doesn't he own an apartment? Apartment's worth money.
That's money.
No, most of them are dead.
No, it's only his mother.
No, mother and then older brother. That's it.
Oh, and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
He don't know what's going on.
Yeah. We'll bypass it.
Tell her about him. Tell her about him. The dog will get a piece. Hayim machzak by Yishu Bechor. He's going shikol. He's a little off. His wife is a big liberal. Not liberal. Forget. Tell him about Hayim machzak by. She's Trump. Yeah, she got thrown off of Twitter or something the last time. She was by Morgan and she was giving me a whole thing. Morgan said, "Got to meet my aunt too." So it's outspoken. A guy, Yav Chazaka, the guy's a Bechor. Hadn't Yav Chazaka, the guy's a Bechor? He's always asking for a second portion, you know. V'amar Aviv al Achash a Bechor. And the father says, no, that's not the Bechor. The other one's a Bechor. Nema. Hayim Chazaka, by Shaina Bechor. We know a guy's not a Bechor. I'm of Bechor who ain't a Neman. He's not Neman. Reisha, so What's going on over here? Are you Neman or not Neman? What's the ratio of Yehuda or Rabbanan? It's not a stira. Two different people. Two different shitas. One holds you Neman, one holds you not Neman. I'm really looking. I'm a Benihu. Benihu. Because I'm a Avdihu. A guy says, this is my son. And then he says, no, this is my slave. Ain't a Neman. Avdihu. Because I'm a Benihu. Then you Neman. Why? The Mishnah is like Avdi Kama. What's what you meant to say? You have a way of touching up the words. That's all you meant to say. V'chilufe. Who? If you say, this is my son, and then you say he's my slave, you're not Neman.
Which part is not?
You're not Neman, that you're a slave. That you're a slave.
See, he's a son.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
taking him out of his right.
Nobody calls a Eved a son. There's no such thing. So Mela, you
can't make the kid lose it.
Right. So by saying, this is my son, or that's it. He's a Yerush. You said afterwards, he's an Eved. It makes no sense. Nobody calls an Eved. If he's really an Eved, you never call him a son. The fact that you call him a son, it must be he's a real son. And you can't be Chayza. But if I cared, you could do that. Amar Avdihu, Amar Benihu, V'chazo Amar Avdihu, Ene Neman, Avdihu V'chazo Amar Benihu, over there, Neman, because the Mishamash Avdi, you could say, he's Mamish, my son, treats me like he slaves for me. V'chluv Abbez HaMechaz, when it comes to the tax house, it's Fakert. You're going through the border. You don't pay tax on a son, only an Eved. Because of Amar Avdu, so there's ulterior motives. Avdu Neman. Amar Avdu, because of Amar Benihu, and a Neman. So it's Fakat. Mesve. He was treating him like a son, or however a son treats a father. Ubava Amar Benihu, because of Amar Avdu, and a Neman. Because you see from the way the kid is treating the father that he's treating him like a son. What about Hayimishamshuka Eved? Eved, I guess, is more slavery, you know what I mean? Do the dirty work. Ubava Amar Abdihu, Vachazu Amar Benihu, and Neman. You're not Neman. It's like an indication. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Hasam the Karle Avdo, Meitzer Meya. No. The reason why you're not Neman is because it's a Kasha, because we're asking Kasha, we just finished saying that you are Neman. And this is showing Fakert. So Gemara says, no, the case over there is Hasam the Karle Avdo, Meitzer Meya. You call him, this is my prize Eved, worth $100, $1,000. When you say that, my Meitzer Meya, Meitzer Avdi Kozuzi, by going around saying, this is the expensive Eved that I bought, and then you go tell a guy it's a son, you're not Neman.
It's my horse, and then it's my son.
No, this is my expensive Eved. You see what I brought back from Kenya? Look at this guy, I spent $1,000 for this guy. And then you say,
from Puerto Rico.
That island has all the garbage. Anyway, and then you say, this is my son, doesn't make sense. Okay, let's see. Hyrius, we're up to the second Mishnah. Hi, Ru Bezdin. A guy made a psak for Yadu Shito. They knew that he made a mistake. Chazu behen. Ben Shevik Asa, Ben Shloivik Aprasam, Alach Vasal Pien. Reb Shimon Pater. Reb Shimon says, Pater. Why? Since Roiv the Tzibur. There's already a power helm dog of Tzibur, so he doesn't bring his own carbon. Rebbe Lazar, I'm a Suffolk. Eidu Suffolk, Yashal Abdak Beis Echaiv. If it's in his house, he's Chayiv, because he should have known. Halakam is, yeah, I'm Potter, because he has no idea what's going on. I'm Roki, my name is Ashu, Karl of Lifto Menachayva. I'm living in Aze, Mashana, Ze, Misha, Mina Yeshua Besai, Shayez Besai, Efshah Yelishma. Ze, Lehoya Efshalishma. He has no idea. He went to Misha, how is he supposed to know? Can I back? Kasha, Shkoyach.